Okay, so let me set the scene for you. I've just had an edible a few an hour or two ago. It's a very hot day in England, and I don't like to complain because we get it kind of easy over here with all the rain and shit. But the audio's gonna be pretty bad because I got the fan on. I have a ceiling fan. Now, don't you think all British people live in palaces with ceiling fans made of brass? No, it's actually shaking so violently that now that I've looked up, I'm kind of uncomfortable. It's any moment now, it's gonna come crashing down, kill me, break my favorite things in the world, like my computers and my guitars. And, like, so yeah. But basically, yeah, it's a really hot day. And I'm here with my shirt off, you know, and I'm here to talk about the horniness, the things I'm attracted to, you know. It's gonna be a horny one, so enjoy, you know. So first, I wrote down a few things, and I know I'm gonna go off on loads of tangents, so here we go. So yeah, I've always wanted to do this. So this could easily turn into a ramble fab, you know. Like, but anyway, this is me being a bit more casual about it, and saying exact things that I like and trying to decipher why, you know. So first thing to talk about is pussy lips. Now, listen. Pussy lips are so beautiful. I like when there's two things I like, and my favorite position, by the way, is doggy style. It's my favorite position, and the reason why is A, because the view is so good. It's so good. It's like you see the woman's f the figure of the woman. See the woman's figure, and wow, it's beautiful. It's curvy and stretched, and you know, like, it just looks amazing because everything is hiding underneath. Everything hangs forward, and her body is just beautifully smooth and hourglass. You know, that ratio. You know, that hip ratio, and just big hips, just big smooth hips that just. You can definitely start fapping while you listen to this, by the way. Like, that's what we're here for, right? Because I'm just touching myself, so just join me. Like, the big hips. Oh my god. It's like you've run your hands on them like it's a race course, you know. And they're just so smooth, and they're like, it's a material. I feel like when I'm playing, if you know, if I was playing with a girl like that in my hands, holding her hips and waist, it's like I'm playing with, like, I'm a caveman finding a toy, and I'm like, what this do? And just fucking going crazy with my hands on it and just enjoying every fucking little, just the texture and the and then the whole view is there with you have a woman like's hair, and maybe she's looking back over her shoulder, dude, in doggy style, and like, oh my god, it's so submissive as well, isn't it, for them? They're trapped, they've got, you know, they're getting held on their most stable part of their body, their hips are being held, and they're giving up every part of control, you know. And not only that, they're spreading themselves. Like, you, when you bend over, you probably feel so like that's a big step for you. You'd only bend over in front of a few people in your life on purpose, ever, you know. So like, it's a big, like, honor. It's an honor when a woman bends over in front of you and asks you to fuck that dude. That is beautiful, and that's what it feels like, you know. It's presenting. I've always liked that. So, from my point of view, when doggy style is occurring, like, I'm looking down and I'm seeing that shape, and then I'm seeing everything else that's unique about her, maybe tattoos, hair, glasses, eyes, maybe she's got her hands, like, maybe her head's in the bed, maybe she's arching her back, maybe she's, like, it's all very sexy to me. But then you look down and you see a cute little butthole, but then you see this nice pussy sat there like a fruit hanging from a tree. That's what it reminds me of. It just wants to be plucked. And you know when it's all swollen and it's just desperate to be, to just be like unraveled. That's what it looks like. It's there, ripe and just thick, like thick pussy lips. Hanging in between the two big thighs, you know. It's so nice. And I've heard of a lot of women who would, like, get upset about their labia. Dude, no. Dude, when I'm fucking... when I think about that, like, fucking of a girl and then, like, her pussy lips are wrapping around my cock, it sounds funny, but, like some kind of creature or alien that doesn't want to let me go. But it's just her. And she's like, she doesn't want to let me go. It looks so cozy. My cock inside of that is so nice to think about for me. Like, just this pussy just holding on. And obviously it feels good because it's tight, you know. But that's all, like, such good shit. That's such good shit. Like, that's always been my go-to, basically. Like, there's a subreddit, if you want to see it, called Lips That Grip, and it's vaginas. I haven't been on it in years, but I used to frequent it a lot, cause when I watched porn a lot. Like, it was lips, it's Lips That Grip, and I'm sure it's still doing fine, and it was that, it was just that, pussy lips that, like, stretch. Now that is nice. I just love the pussy in all forms. Like I said, how it hangs there, in between the legs, in between, like, the two thighs. It's also like when a woman is on her back and she's holding her legs to her chest. Now you guys have noticed that these are the, if you've listened to many of my audios, you know that these are the positions I talk about. It's just because they're my favorites, you know, like you. Like the girl, imagine you now laying on your back with your knees next to your chest, and you're sort of, you can be playful with your legs and cute, or you can just be shy and panting and kind of scared of how you're about to be mounted, you know. And we're gonna get to that type of behavior soon, but the way I'd grab and, like, the way the pussy sits there and it's ready to just, it's just a beautiful cavern that's ready for my dick dunked in it. You're holding your legs, like, close to your chest. Imagine how exposed you feel. Imagine how that is and you're presenting it again, you know. You're, like, presenting your beauty to me, a man. There's not many moments where a man presents his beauty to a woman, except his cock, I guess. It's like, this is what you've got, like, when you choose me or whatever. But with a woman, it's like she's always just presenting, and you're just, you've got to give her that nod of approval. And there's two ways to sort of worship how a woman feels, and that's like worshipping it literally, or doing the opposite. But still, like, the rape fetish, you know, the rape fetish is worship, because it's undeniable. You have no reason to rape someone unless you really wanted them, you know. Like, or, I mean, you know. Sorry, I'm getting a bit high because the edible's kicking in now. But I'm going to keep going with this. I'm very fucking horny right now. So, yeah, we talked about that hip ratio, that pussy pouch, I like to describe it as. And I want to talk about big eyes. And big eyes when I'm getting a blowjob, you know. big eyes. When I'm having a blowjob and I'm sitting there and I feel like a fucking king, because all of my fetish is wrapped in the idea that I'm powerful, because that's the whole dom sub thing, right? Like, I am physical, and for me it's a lot of physical, a lot of dominant. I've learned, because I just thought that's what it is, like, man strong, man do strong thing, women like, ooh, look, man, he do strong thing, he's sexy, man. No, it's more like you can be commanding and dominant in many different ways, you know. For me it's always been a physical thing, which is why I struggle with the idea of dating someone who's taller than me. I mean, I'm 6'1". There's not many girls that are taller than me. It's probably less than 1%, you know. But it's like it's a reason why. It's not a selling point. I'm not that superficial. It's not. It's just like my sexual attraction is about me being physically more, you know, intimidating than you. And it's quite an easy thing to do. Most men and most women follow that to some degree, you know. So most, you know, I don't know if that's fair to say, but yeah, the whole the big eyes thing is, I'm sat there getting a blowjob and I'm just looking down at the person doing it, and if they were fucking aggressive and not in their technique, I would like that. I just mean in their attitude, like, it would be hard to enjoy it because they're getting given a gift right now, you know. So those big eyes, they start fluttering away, and like, just, they're just so, you know what I mean, man. Those Disney eyes, they tell a lot, they communicate a lot, and they captivate, you know. Eyes are such a beautiful part of the human anatomy, like, they really grip you, and you can see a sparkle, and you can see eyes dilate, and you can just look in someone's eyes, and kind of, it's the most intrusive thing you can do, it feels like, even more than, like, someone putting their hand on my cock. I feel like if they stared into my eyes, it's really intrusive, dude. Anyway, big eyes and eyelashes and all that cuteness, you know, I love that shit. Like, I just love I love seeing my own cock next to it, you know. And they're just going softly, they're a big cutie with big eyelashes and big eyes, and they're just fucking having a really nice time smiling and just, like, being cute with the cock. I don't know, the big eyes is that sort of prettiness, isn't it? Long hair as well fits that whole narrative, but I've come, you know, it really not a selling point, because it's just like a thing that I imagine, when you imagine, like, you know, you have a shadowy figure in your mind of what your peak person would be like, oh, I would want this, but, like, you know that people don't come in templates like that. It's just a template you use to, like, quickly get to the point, you know. And that's what I imagine her with long hair, you know. Smiling is very important for, like, a woman is beautiful when she smiles. You don't have to. Some women are just sexy that they're fucking pissed off and kind of bratty and all that shit. So, but, like, if I'm fitting that, and that is such a hot thing. Oh my god, let me write that down, because I'll get to that. But right now, I guess I'm focused on the image of the princess, you know, and the young, like, the sweet innocence and daddy little girl type of things, where it's all those big bold happiness and sweet caring vibes, you know, boyfriend girlfriend. But there's another one where it's bratty sort of badasses. But I'll get onto that, okay? I'll get onto that. Smiling. And then I put subby noises. I love, like, high-pitched voices from girls. and I love the generic shit, like that they'll say, and I'm not gonna say it because I feel like I don't want to say it in front of you guys. But the stuff they might say is so submissive. Is like, I like that. I like it. They're making it really easy. They're always saying thank you, and they're just like desperate to show how happy they are and their affection. And goes along with that is blushing, you know. That is a very beautiful glow to a woman's face. It's like, you can imagine freckles, but like, you know, that's, it's just a woman's eyes glowing and her cheeks just warming up, and you're seeing her eyes are glistening as well, and there's no fear on her face. It's all very like, it's yummy. It's blushing because she's recognizing her value, and she's modest. That's what blushing is. She's recognizing that, like, oh my god, people want me. And then she's like, there's no way, right? No way. And that's why she blushes, because she's not like making a deal where she knows the outcome. She's just like putting herself out there and taking the praise. I don't know. It's, you know, it's cute. It fits that whole thing. And then bratty. So bratty type of women that I like. Like, I've been into tomboyish women, you know, because they're kind of mad, and you know, they're like, obviously it's a power thing for me as well. Like, they think they're powerful, bratty women, but really they're not, you know, like in a sexual scenario. And I attribute all my dominance to strength, you know, to physical strength. So, but a lot of people's dominance is in other ways, you know, like intelligence, or could be career, you know, or financial situation. There's lots of dominance that's not just me stronger, you know. So anyway, that's I've been into that. It's just more, it's just dominance still. That's all what I like, you know. So the rape fetish, and like, the reason why I love the fetish is because it just feels like we're just, it's wholesome to me. Like, we're making each other feel good by sharing this. Like, no one's actually getting hurt in the rape fetishes that I design. No one ever gets hurt. It's always like, oh my god, like, I didn't even know it, but like, it obviously, it's totally immoral shit to just spring upon things like this is totally immoral shit to rape someone, but like, I'm not trying to justify rape. I'm just saying I do it in a way where it's like, it's almost plausible. Like, it's almost like, oh, she got raped because she asked him for sex once, but then she changed her mind, but she didn't really mean it, you know. That is definitely technically rape, but it's like, it's a fantasy that maybe we should talk about another day, I guess. But it's fucking, it's an interesting one to think about, man. There's a lot. I know this is quite a simple explanation, but I was trying to go deep, you know, for that. It's just pure lust, isn't it, really? Like, it's just pure deep lust for each other. And I'll keep talking about it then. So I like it a lot, you know. It's one of my main fetishes, right? And it's just the pure, it's such a gift, because it's consensual. It's way better. It's consensual, fuck me up, you know. That's what it is. But this is just like, see if you can nearly kill me or something. I don't know. That's the way I've approached it, you know. It's like, it's a test. Like, when a woman says you can do that to me, like, that's what I mean. Not actually doing it. I mean, like, just a woman saying she can do it. Like, it can't be a rape then if she's given you permission. That's the whole, like, kind of counter, right? I don't know. please, I hope I haven't said anything stupid. I'm really feeling the warmth now. It's I'm feeling really good and horny and nice, and it just feels good to be horny. Like, I can't stop touching myself. So yeah, I wanted to talk a bit more about the fucking the strength aspect. And obviously, a few, like 7 years ago now, 8 years ago, I started working out. So before that, the strength aspect didn't play into like my horniness, you know, because it couldn't have. But what, I don't know, I guess I just started to get back involved with bodybuilding a little bit. And I'm not like a bodybuilder because they don't have fun with their diets where I do, and that's why I'm not. Maybe you've seen what I look like, maybe you haven't, but like I'm quite muscular. Like it's very rare I see anyone close to how muscular I am. But I'm not lean, you know. I'm like built like I have every part of my body is a pillow, you know. It's big and soft and round. I'm like fucking, do you know what I mean? Like it's totally cuddly. And a lot, I wanted your guys' opinion on that actually. This whole aesthetic where you can touch my arms and find and like easily see and feel veins, but I'm still massive. So it's kind of like that aesthetic. It's like muscular but huge. So it's not lean. You know those guys who can like squeeze a lemon in their hand and their arm will turn into the roots of a forest because they're so skinny? And what I'm asking is like, what do you guys prefer in a man? And I maybe it's a biased situation, but there's a feminine look that women go for, where it's like, you know, Robert Pattinson's quite jacked in the Batman, but he's always been, he's kind of known as having, I don't know, maybe he's not a good example, I don't know, I'm really terrible at this shit, but that whole like BTS Korean guy look, it's very popular, you know. It's the swish hair. Or you can go for a manly man, someone who looks like they throw around barrels of sandbags for fun, and then like you know, like, am I getting this right? I've loved this idea. You know, they could fuck you up and like they could throw you around a bedroom. And why do you like that? Because I like that. I love that. Like, when, you know, when I'm much more powerful, the more powerful that I am than you, the better, right? It's a power thing. It's like, it's so easy to fuck you up. That's what I like about the whole strength and I guess rape thing as well. But yeah, so like, I hope, yeah, I'm gonna have to put a trigger warning on this, for sure, man. That's kind of unfortunate, isn't it? 'Cause it excludes some people. But anyway, I'm hoping the audio isn't too bad. I know, like, oh my god, it's pretty bad, but I hope this is enjoyable. I don't know. Anyway, I'll keep going. What else was I going to mention about all that stuff? Dude, like, yeah, I always liked the way the pussy rolled around the cock as well, and like, it's just the whole stickiness of it, the suction, and like, it's very like, don't you dare leave me. It grips onto it, you know, like a killing blow. The pussy just like, that dick can, I can't have it leave. It's just such a nice hole, dude. It's so nice. And yeah, the prettiness of a cute butthole in that whole doggy style view. Oh my god, you know, it's so good. And another thing as well, is fucking pinning someone down and pounding into them, and the feeling of the pounding. because that's done in both of these positions, you know, missionary and doggy, is the pounding, is the, like, the mm. Like, it's almost like being having a friendly punch thrown your way. You know, when you was a kid and you fell over, you could take so much pain. You know, now if I fall over, I'm fucked for a week. But as a kid, you're just like, oh, fuck. And then you're fine. Like, it's like one of those, dude. It's like being pushed over and you just take... It doesn't feel painful. It just feels like a hug or something. When you go rolling down the hill as, like, an 8-year-old kid, you're friggin' just insanely strong. I don't know. Anyway, sorry, I drifted off a bit there. But yeah, the whole... God, it's so cool, dude. What else can I tell you about? Oh, like, a cute round bum, you know, bums, like, like, sitting on my lap and just holding the waist. And then just, like, if the girl has the power to, you know, even if I'm sat in a chair and the woman is turned around and she's bending over and squatting, like, that is hot as fuck. But a lot of women might not have the strength to do that. Like, even though it's just, I mean, it's a lot to ask, you know, they put their hands on your knees. That is so hot, because it's everything I like about doggy style, but I don't even have to do anything. It's the view and everything. And, like, I always love very chatty, like, sex, where the woman is always saying, this is so good, and, like, I really love this, and, like, this is perfect, and, like, that feels so good. Like, the little, you know, you hear me in audios, I don't ever fucking stop, because I'm just there with them. I'm just, like, sharing everything. And, like, that's why I ask so many questions. Is that good, baby? Yeah? And just, like, over and over, just affirming it. Because why not? Why not, you know? And then just, like, giving kisses in between each one. And just spoiling the fuck out of a girl, you know, while she's getting fucked. And then another thing for a man is to feel good that his cock is, like, he got lucky, you know? It's weird, because we want to attribute ourselves to success based on our hard work, intelligence, and just, like, skills in life. But we also want the credibility of knowing that we walk around with something in between our trousers that automatically gives us an advantage over other men. And I don't think it's like that, you know. Maybe some guy gets into bed with someone and he's got a massive cock, and then it gets a woman obsessed or something. But, like, it's way more about everything else, right? But a man cannot help but think that his cock is, like, just enough, you know. Like, you don't really want to think you're hurting the girl, but you kind of want to hurt the girl, you know. Just, like, until she, like, hurt her for a few weeks, and then she gets used to it, and now you're the perfect size for her. And you want your cock, as a man, you want your cock to feel like that to a woman, like she needs it, you know. And I guess a woman feel the same, right, about her pussy. But, oh my god, I just want her to, like, I want her to worship it, you know. Like, that's the good thing about... When you sit down and open my legs, and you sit in front of me and you present yourself, like, with your face. Oh, dude, so pretty, isn't it? And, like, then the enthusiasm comes out, and then I get to burst the bubble. The bubble's getting really heavy when you're sucking me off. The bubble's, like, very intense, and we all know the longer we leave it, the higher the chances it's gonna fucking explode. But the payoff of waiting is so nice and tasty. You get a bigger bubble. So I'm just there waiting, just getting my dick sucked, just thinking, right now I could be fucking that pussy, right now I want to be stuffing her, right now I'm just thinking about it the whole time. while you're touching me, and it feels fucking awesome, and like you're going with your hands and your mouth at the same time like a crazy beast. I'm just sat there, I'm like, I can't wait to see it, you know, I can't wait to see that view. I can't wait to just fucking dick her, you know. That's what I think when I would like think of those situations with the blowjobs and the and all that presentation. I don't know well what point I was making, but oh yeah. Oh, I'm gonna have to get my cock out in a minute, aren't I? This is basically a ramble fact. Yeah. Oh my god. It's so nice. Just so nice to think about sitting here and think about it with you guys. All my favourite things. I'm very spoiled, man. So going back to the look, the look, you know, of a man. I'm that look, you know. I'm the powerful man who looks like, you know, if I reached past you to grab something and you were into me, you would melt, you know, if you were into things like me, because like you would just feel my size. And then you would like see that, I don't know, I've got kind of got a handsome face, and you would know like I could do things to you if our journey. It's more like if our journeys collided. It's not like I see you down in the car park, mister. It's like I think it's more like, oh, what if he just like dropped something, like so. See, look, I'm just creating audio ideas. We're at the supermarket and I reach past you and I drop it and we strike a conversation. Do you want it to be a big man, like powerful man, like, and you can add whatever you want, you know, tattoos and bold or whatever, but like I've always enjoyed that fantasy, and that's why like the people I enjoy it with, like the community that is, the kink that is so fucking good for me, because it's all little girl and boyfriend experiences, and like just you realize I have that essence in all of my audios, that dominant vibe, you know. It's so authentic and core to my sexuality. It's like, so yeah, I just can't stop thinking of like pinning down, stuffing, overflowing, stuff like that, like overwhelming the girl with everything I am. Like, I'm such a giver. Sorry, I had to edit something. I'm such a giver that like it takes everything. It's so, I as soon as I see a tiny bit of enjoyment from you, I'm just gonna work on that, and then I just watch the face, and that's what's so good about watching those eyes and that face. While that is another thing. There we go, like the screwing up of the face, and like, God, the way they feel the fright of me manhandling them is what I want, you know, is like to see them panic and know that their holes are like used as a pump right now, like they're literally, I just shove my cock in you and use your body. Like, how fucking hot is that, dude? Oh my god. And the threat of that for you, something you not being able to control, like, oh dude, something you not being able to control is the threat of me fucking you up and taking your holes. See, we're back in that fetish again now. But wow, it's all wholesome to me. It's just two consenting adults like fucking diving deep and enjoying the hell out of it. That's delicious, man, isn't it? Oh, that is so nice. The way I just seeing a hole being like cartoonishly fucked, and she is so happy, dude. She is so happy. Her body is singing, you know? Is your body singing right now? Are you fucking yourself? And thinking about me just grabbing and slapping the shit out of you and sticking my dick in you. Just sing for me. Just be so happy that it's happening, you know? Because it's so fucking good to just grab it all, throw it around, pin it down, pull it. I love the feeling of pulling a girl across the bed and then sort of mounting them and like just doing stuff like that. Like, that's a powerful feeling. And you watch their nerves accelerate, you know, and yeah. Wow, it's wow. See, I'm very horny. I hope the fan isn't too annoying for you. I hope you're turned on because I'm just so feeling the horniness in the room, you know? Like, I imagine sometimes the woman would be like Play-Doh in my hands in doggy style, you know? Like, her body would just, all her curvature and her, you know, fat and skin would be in my hands, like, and just, like, the hips would all be like the lid to something. It's just perfectly placed, man. It's all there. It's a shelf. So, yeah, that figure, oh my God, I've always loved it, you know. I've been a victim to it, I would say, because I know that, like, it can be unrealistic, the hip ratio, but God, like, it's delicious, it is, and it's very, it can be very toxic, but it's not, you know, like I said, it doesn't need to be there, you know, it's all, like, by the way, guys, I don't know if I said this at the start, but it's been a while, and, I'm so happy to be back, you know. I feel like I've been very focused on something else in my life, and I've been trying to fix it, and, you know, just taking care of something. So I've kind of, for the last few days, just been posting when I need to, you know. But now I want to be back in the room, you know. I'm a hands-on manager right now, so I'm hoping to get back to more updates and podcasts and everything, okay? And I'm hoping you're still touching yourself, but you don't have to. But, like, I love imagining you right now. Like, I bet you're so cute. And I bet you're so just, oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to notice you, am I? But, like, that's what does it for me. It's thinking of you. It's not like, I don't think of an ego thing or, it's not numbers, it's just like, ooh, like, there's a little bombshell going off in a bedroom over there on this planet, you know. There's a little fucking happiness going on, but she's touching herself to my story. That is so fucking hot, dude, touch yourself to my fucking, to my thoughts, that is fucking hot. Because, you know, because we both know how true they are and how dirty they are. And I'm going to grab hold of you, you know? Because that's what we both want. And just fucking, oh my God, like, it'd be so fun. I'd just fucking do whatever I wanted, you know? Oh, so, yeah. Did that make any sense then, dude? I really like, I had to pause because I forgot what I was talking about, but yeah, I was talking about you and how I wish I could be there, you know, and just help right now and just be like, I'm the lucky one, you know. I'm very blessed, and I'll never take it for granted, the power that I have discovered, you know. And it just makes it so good for me. Like, I'm not going to get this into a wholesome podcast too much. I want to keep it on the naughty stuff. But yeah. Other things, what can we... The spitting and the slapping and the, okay, yes. So it's just another demonstration of power, isn't it? And like, it's really fucking just a demonstration of physical strength and physical dominance. That's why typically the big strong motherfuckers are gonna be more dominant than a skinny guy, right? That's at least fair to say. But anyway, it's the physical dominance from the scratching, no, from the slapping, like how I can barely move my hand from one side of me to the other and knock the fucking shit out of the girl because she's just so helpless. She's like a helpless kitten. And I just do a fucking barely breeze my arm and fucking nearly kill her. And that's hot, you know? And then you just do a few like waves of your arm and pinches of your fingers and you're grabbing her throat and you're smushing her face up, slapping her around, and reminding her of the dominance at every second. Then the spit comes. And the spit is basically a territorial thing. It's also, spit is actually it's not degrading, it's the opposite. Spitting on someone is actually, not praising, but like, it's actually putting a vote of confidence in them, because if you really hated them and you spat on them, you would hurt them. But you don't. You choose to spit on them. It's like an inside joke. It is. It's like an inside joke. It's like a, I don't know, a nod, you know? It's like a cheeky secret. That's the way I see it. Because I don't like to see it as the degrading, like, you're lower than me. But it could be. It could be, like, separating the power even more. So, yeah, it could just be that, actually. Spitting and the choking is a tough one, because I remember reading a news story once which put me off choking. But I realised some women might really like that. As a man with the choking, I just like the act of it. Like, not actually doing it. Not the result of it. I don't know how it feels. It's the act of, like, here we go, life or death kind of thing. Or, like, I feel like making you suffer. Here, you know, it's ungodly power. It's ungodly power. No one can come up to me and grab my throat apart from like a few people in the world and pick me up, you know. But I talk about that a lot, size difference, you know. I used to. I've shimmered it out of my audios for good reason. But size difference used to be one of my big kinks, because it was just the dominance thing again. It was just guys, did I tell you I'm a dominant? But yeah, it was just all of that, and you know. Another thing I really like, okay, creamy pussy. Oh, it sounded funny, right? But when I pull my dick out and there's white on there, something about that is so hot to me, and I don't know what it is. She's so wet, she's now making that, you know. It's like, oh my god. It's probably quite rare, but I don't know, I've thought about that before. I don't even know what that is, dude. Maybe I'm really showing myself as a fucking imbecile right now. But yeah, just I really like, someone talk to me about that. Tell me about like does you, the pussy feels creamy on my cock, but like, how does pussy get that way, you know? Because I've, yeah, like, I don't know if I've ever had it for real. I've just seen it in pornography, you know. Not the best thing to bring up, like, when trying to prove a point, but you know, don't bring up pornography into your sexual debates. But yeah, talk to me about that stuff. Like, it's that fascinating. It really turns me on. What else do I really look for? Yeah, I don't know. It's all that stuff. The thing I will say about the, I'll talk about some scenarios then, I guess. Teacher student's quite a popular and good one for me, because it's just like, it's very functional. There's a lot of different dynamics you can have. You can have best friend with your teachers, you know, like respect, or you can have the dumb ones where it's just like, teachers just get on your knees, and like, okay, I'll get on my knees for teacher. It's like, you know, the stupid ones like that, but you can have the ones where it's like, I read your assignment and it blew my mind, and like, you can have as much romance as you want, or as much stupid dominance as you want. It's just like, you're my student, suck my cock. Or it can be like, we grew up together and now you're my teacher. You know, it can be anything technically, you know. So I'm gonna take a drink right now. Give me a second. I've been, my mouth's getting dry. So yeah, that's a good dynamic to use. Here's the thing about the stepbrother fetish, is people don't like it because it's a stepbrother and a sister, and they're not blood related, so they feel like they can somehow get away with it. Despite, and most of the thing that is wrong about fucking your brother or sister is the social aspect of it, and the inner feelings. It shouldn't be about if you're blood related, right? But anyway, the stepbrother thing is like, it's just to do with a person in your vicinity that has to deal with your shit. So if I'm a man and like I want to fuck a girl, I have to try and not be shit. I have to let her know things about me, like not just fuck a girl, but like get to know her and have a girlfriend. I can't just turn off and not like wash or anything. So like, to know that someone's your stepsister and they want to fuck you, it's like they've seen the hideous side of you, and also they're around you every day, you know. So that's what I think goes on in that fetish. Basically, the stepbrother stepsister fetish is all just about convenience, you know, and that convenience is hot. Isn't that the world we live in now, where convenience is hot? Like, oh, I love the convenience of fucking my stepbro. My stepsass. Sometimes I fuck my bro, sometimes I fuck my sass. And like, they're just, yeah. Did I make any sense? Yeah, but that can be a hot one for me, just because of that. Because if I had a stepsister and she was mega hot, what difference is it really in saying like, oh, my best friend is a girl and she's super hot. Like, it's, you would justify it, you'd find a way as a horny fucking kid. I don't know. It's a bit of nostalgia as well, from all the awkward growing up of family members, and that's what I think the whole steps is stepbro is. It plays into all the nostalgia of being in a family environment. I don't know. Maybe I just don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. What else is like, I'm just trying to think of anything to do with porn that I could talk about. Like, not my favorite, anal, I guess. It feels really nice. But here's the thing, okay, with me it's way less about the actual stimulation on my cock, except for blowjobs are very like stimulating for me. But with the sex, it's way more about the storyline, dude. The epic storyline. Dude, the storyline was so good. like the graphics were kind of sloppy at times, and the music, God, this guy won't shut the fuck up. But anyway, but the storyline is, it's got to be there. Yeah. So yeah. I guess this one's called High and Horny Rambles, and And I won't really write anything else because we've just talked about sex, haven't we? This whole time, it's been really nice. Had to make a little edit there. It's really quick for me to edit doing a podcast. It's just sometimes it don't make any sense, so I have to edit it out just a little bit because I ramble off and forget what I was saying. But yeah, I was having a thought that Patreon will bring it down, but we've been discussing it. I haven't been. Patreon's funny about certain stuff, but it's fine. Yeah. So other things that I've been looking at. Oh, I've always liked hentai. Like not with tentacles. Just like specifically not with tentacles, because I don't like. Yeah, I don't like the idea of that. Why would my cock isn't like a tentacle? But anyway, just like that anime stuff can be really nice. Like they really exaggerate the features, dude. In anime, in manga, is it Doushini or something? There's a website called nhentai.net if you want to look at some, and you just find a tag. You find English, Japanese ones, and they're comics, you know? And like, oh, like the drawings are so good, and all the girls are beautiful, and you can find ones with colour. But yeah, because they're pictures, it's way more vivid. Because if you think about anime, the reason why anime is so popular and there's so much of it is because it's so easy to produce, right? Anime, they just draw a picture and then like do a little animation on it, if you've noticed. But with hentai, it's the same. Like hentai's animation doesn't look good because it's cheap. It's not like they got a Marvel Studios going on in hentai. Although you can find some good 3D shit. I'll get into that in a minute. Yeah, but like anime, like the pictures are very vivid. Like the cock and the cum. Like they overdo it on cum. They definitely overdo it on cum. Like it'll go to like this woman getting fucked, and then it'll go to the next page, and there'll just be cum splashed everywhere, and you're like, what the fuck happened, bro? You had one job. And then there's just cum, like, flying everywhere, like, I don't know what noise that is, but it's just like, there's just words everywhere in Japanese, and you're like, what the fuck just happened? She's got fucking yogurt sprayed into her pussy, dude. It doesn't make sense. But something about it is hot. And now I'll go on to the next topic I was about to talk about, was the 3D hentai. That can be some good shit. There can be some good shit. And not necessarily because it's got your favourite character, but characters or whatever. But the animations now are getting ridiculous. And like, they go hard on the fucking exaggeration and the fantasy of it. Like, they do an orc fucking an elf, and the orc's cock would be like a fucking pig, size of a pig, you know, of a baby warthog. His cock's just fucking ridiculous, and he's just fucking this girl, and it's like, okay. And her belly's like distending, but she's fine, you know, her belly's turning into like when you put your hand through the middle of a jumper. And it like sticks out, like her belly is fucking poking through now, like some horrible shit. And he's like, and this is like fucked up because it's kind of hot, you know. It's called distension when a belly pops out like that. It's called distension, and it's like it's kind of bad because it's going for unrealistic standards, kind of like the whole hip ratio thing. It's like, bro, you can't do that to a girl, you know, so don't enjoy it. And yeah, that was just a side one that I remember thinking about now that I bring up hentai. which, yeah, is pretty nice. And you can find some decent videos, but it's kind of low quality stuff, hentai. I used to watch these Japanese porns, and they were like 4 hours long. Like, every time I clicked one, I found some, you know, nice sneaky websites, thanks to Reddit, and I would go and watch these Japanese pornos, and I didn't know what they were saying, but I was just like, there was always some crazy shit going on. Like, the girl would be fucking her, the woman would be fucking her son while her dad watches, and like, wow. He not only watches, he sits there and cries. And the reason why I edited it, because I don't want to speak negatively about this, because I might not understand it. Like it could be a really beautiful kink, actually. Is these, they're like, it's a degradation style kink, you know, where they're doing some incestual dominance thing, and I don't understand it, but it comes across as weird to me, you know. And I'm just like, you know, how far is this in culture? Like, and what does this say about the nature of our desires? Anyway, let's get back to being horny, because that is fun. What else can I think of? Like, I want to imagine right now I'm laying with you and we're both naked and like cuddling. Cuddling can be very hot, you know, but I'm always into the strength demonstration and like just the moment of intimidation, because that's the validation. I realize I'm writing a rap all of a sudden, but the intimidation of like being powerful, more powerful than you, like just. Like, I love the idea that I can get up at any moment from cuddling you and just fucking slap shit out of you, pin you, and like, and it doesn't even have to be the rape. It's more about the fact that we both want it. Like, that's still, I'm still going to do it in that way. You just say, you could just give me a smile, you know, a signal that's asking for it. Wow. I'm really feeling the edible I took. I think I'm quite tired now as well. So yeah, I guess I'll stop here for today. And I am actually going to go into bed now and wank properly, you know, get all cozy, turn everything off and just like get lost in a story, you know. That's what I'm going to do. So I hope you do that too, you know. Go and listen to one of my audios and just know it all, you know, know me in there now. I hope you like, it's kind of cheesy, but I hope you know me in there now. Like, my character is a person that I have never intended to hide, like, what he likes. But I've been doing it without, I've not been doing it, but like, you guys probably, if you watch, listen to enough of my audios, this podcast won't be a surprise to you. You know, you have heard most of these things in my audios. So it's just really good to pinpoint them and discuss them, because these things are core to me. These things are core to my horniness. It's all the things I mentioned earlier, the pussy lips, the big eyes, the smiling, the subby noises, the all of that shit. The power, the dominance. I'm so glad that I get to tell you, because someone's hearing me. I'm not making these up. I'm not going like, oh yeah, I love a bit of leather, BDSM. Like, the leather makes it for you. No, it's got to be more about like the important bits, you know. I don't know. I'm being stupid now. All right, I'm gonna end the podcast then. So I'll be posting a lot more soon. And especially these podcasts, because they're so fun to do, and you know, they're healing for me. They're important. So yeah, I hope this was good, and I hope you made a nice mess, because I would like to know. And if you got this far, You need to say, you need to say, cheesecake or car. If you've got this far, you need to say cheesecake or car. So anyway, thank you for joining me, and I really do want to know if you've made a mess for me. And you can, you don't have to comment, you can message me privately and tell me that you like this, you know, and I'll do more horny ones. I'll very much get a list of deep topics. I'll dive deeper, you know, and I mean, I can bring up topics that you guys want, and I really enjoyed making a horny one, so thank you.